The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus proposed another parable to the crowds, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from?' He answered, 'An enemy has done this.' His slave said to him, 'Do you want us to go and pull them up?' He replied, 'No. If you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn.' He proposed another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches." He spoke to them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed it with 3 measures of wheat flour until the whole batch was leavened." All these things Jesus spoke to the crowd in parables. He spoke to them only in parables to fulfill what had been said through the prophet, "I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what is lain hidden from the foundation of the world." Then he dismissed the crowds. He went into the house. His disciples approached him and said, "Explain to us the parable of the weeds in the field." He said in reply, "He who sows good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, the good seed, the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sows them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Just as weeds are collected and burned up with fire, so will it be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels. They will collect out of his kingdom all those who cause others to sin and all evildoers. They will throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Whoever has ears ought to hear." The Gospel of the Lord. Good afternoon. I just love it when Jesus presents these parables for us, because they're short teachings with profound allegories that teach us spiritual truths about the kingdom. Matthew's gospel is loaded with parables and references to the kingdom of heaven. 3 of those parables today make up today's gospel. In the parable of the mustard seed, we learn that true spiritual growth starts very small. Even the smallest and humblest of us all are enabled by the Holy Spirit to do great things in the kingdom of heaven. In the parable of the yeast, mixed with just 3 measures of flour, it can make enough bread to feed over 100. In the same way, God's reign is a powerful yet unseen force. For today's message, I would like us to take a look at the parable of the wheat and the weeds. Most of you know that my diaconal ministry over the past many years has been helping establish and grow Oklahoma Catholic Radio. And one of the radio programs that I created was, it was called Make Straight the Way. And it was where people shared their own faith and personal story, personal testimony. The testimony of how they came to their faith and a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. During the course of many, many interviews, I found that there was a common element in most of their stories, whether it be clergy or lay people. Most of them had to overcome difficulties or sins which were like weeds in their lives in order to discover the person that God had called them to be. Just as the parable of the weeds in today's gospel, they had to eventually pull these weeds in order to mature to the harvest of faith. They had to come to realize that the patient love of a God who was more than willing to forgive was theirs. To illustrate, I'd like to tell you a story of two of those interviews from Catholic Radio. The Kingdom of Heaven is like a Muslim by the name of Rashid, who spent 20 years in prison. He had a sinful and difficult life and a past to overcome. In prison, he was the leader of the Black Muslim Brotherhood, a very tough gang, and he discovered the truth of Jesus Christ and his church through a deacon, Roy Forsyth. Some of you may know him. Roy went into the county jail, the prison, and taught this guy how to come about the life of Jesus Christ and about the church, the Catholic Church. Well, this guy was baptized and converted to the Catholic Church. Archbishop Coakley was there and brought him in through the sacraments. He now serves problem youth every day. And the Kingdom of Heaven is like a young lady named Laura. Laura, in her early age, was raised Catholic. Later in life, as an adult, she became a nurse and loved helping people. She met a young man, and they became very close. As time went on, Laura discovered that she was pregnant, news which her boyfriend did not want to hear. He told her that we have to take care of this thing. She had hoped that he would have offered to be married instead. He forced her and belittled her into having an abortion. At the abortion clinic, Laura told me she was treated with rudeness from the staff. It was like hell for her. Days after, her so-called boyfriend left her and was not seen again. Laura suffered and regretted that day what she had done. She said that she felt like her very soul had died and she had betrayed God. She said she was seriously considering suicide. One night, after suffering many, many sleepless nights, sorrow and regret, she experienced in a dream Jesus asking her for a favor. She heard Jesus making a promise. He said, "Laura, I ask you for a favor. I forgive you. Now I want you to forgive yourself. If you will forgive yourself, I will give you another child." Fast forward many years. Laura married a man who really loved her and respected her. They wanted a family. She was then told by a doctor that she had a rare disabling disease and should not have children. And then, a while later, came the favor. On March 21st of that year, Laura gave birth to a healthy baby girl. Guess what? On the same day of the month, March the 21st of the year before, of years before. You know, when I recall this story of redemption, it really brings me to tears. I was in tears that day in the studio hearing her story. She now serves in a ministry at St. John the Baptist Church, is a dyed-in-the-wool Catholic, and has a beautiful child. So you might be asking now, what does this parable have to do with us? What does God want from us? Well, in the parable of the weeds, remember that it does matter how we live. He wants the church to value purity, to stay awake for his coming, to treat others as we would treat Jesus himself. We're not to live as if there were nothing at stake. God does care for purity. This is one of the unmistakable messages from this parable. The farmer knows that weeds are a threat to the wheat and to the family. You see, the particular weed in the parable, it's called the darnel. It hides in the wheat, looking very much like wheat at the early stages of growth. But in the end, this pesky weed puts out dark seeds that cause blindness and even death if too many of its poisonous seeds get mixed in the bread dough. So weeding the wheat patch was very serious business for the Palestinian farmer. In the parable, the farmer does separate the weeds from the wheat. The message, purity of the harvest does matter to God. What does the story tell us today? Is it our waking up to purity? Have we become too apathetic about our life and our faith, our morality? We can all answer yes, because the truth about us is none of us is all wheat or all weeds. When we truthfully look at ourselves, we find good and bad. They're all mixed up together. So what do we do? Listen further. You see, this parable is also a sign of God's incredible patience. The farmer in Jesus' story is not anxious as his servants to go and rip out the weeds. When the darnel is found, this is a surprise in the parable. Given the danger of the poison posed by this particular plant, most Palestinian farmers wage war immediately, but not this farmer. He shocks his servants by ordering them to let both the weed and the wheat grow up side by side until the harvest. He seems more concerned for the wheat that would be lost and the civilian casualties if the war on the weeds commenced at once. Maybe, just maybe, this farmer reminds us of a God who gives the wheat every chance to grow by his incredible patience. And more miraculously yet, Jesus points us to a God who can even turn weeds into wheat. Just give him enough time and a little willingness on the part of the weed, and it's amazing what God can do. And so, for us, it's time to pull the weeds and know that we have a blessed future in Jesus Christ. My brothers and sisters, all of us in one way or another have sinned and need to experience the incredible mercy of God. All of us need to pull weeds, the weeds at some point in our life. When we do, we enable ourselves to mature into the harvest, and we'll always see the patient love of God, who is more than willing to forgive. He provides us with the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation and confession. Jesus says to us, "My peace I give you." Ultimately, that peace comes from reconciliation, pulling those weeds. God knows that every saint has a past. And every sinner has a future. Peace be with you.